The North End Ferry Authority, based in Kaufman Cove on Prince of Wales Island, plans to start up service between Kaufman Cove, Wrangell, and South Mitcalf Island next April. The authority wants to load and unload passengers at Banana Point. That's about 25 miles south of Petersburg. And they've asked for Petersburg Borough Assembly support this year. The Assembly initially voted to support that use this summer. However, following citizen concerns, elected officials urged the authority to pursue a nearby log transfer facility or the state's mothballed South Mitcalf Ferry Terminal. Kent Miller is the Ferry Authority's manager.
In a nutshell, having responded certainly in good faith and I think even exhaustively to the citizens' concerns and to the Assembly's request, we found that we didn't have any alternative but to apply to DNR for use of Banana Point.
The state's Department of Natural Resources would permit the use of the state-owned ramp, and Miller said Petersburg's support was needed for the DNR to consider the application. He also noted problems with the other potential sites. The authority found that another boat ramp at Blackery Point was too shallow for the 65-foot landing craft they planned to use. The U.S. Forest Service did not approve the use of Olson's log transfer facility nearby, and a different launch ramp at Woodpecker Cove made the ferry route too long. Meanwhile, the South Mitcalf Ferry Terminal, owned by the state and built with federal funds, would require modifications costing more than $500,000 to accommodate that new ferry. Local concerns about Banana Point include conflicts with other boaters and fishermen who already use the ramp, as well as tidal constraints for loading and unloading passengers there. Miller said the authority sought an outside opinion on whether the landing craft would damage the ramp.
Looking at the issues from a technical perspective, they're negligible to non-existent, but we're also saying that our backup is to say, if anything goes wrong, we're insured for it, we're going to be having funds in escrow to cover it, we're going to fix it.
Potential damage to the concrete boat ramp was a concern for Assemblymember Kurt Wallhuter.
So anyway, what I was concerned with is not so much pushing ahead on the beach, but actually backing up and then scouring out or undermining some of those concrete billets.
Right.
You know, and so anyway, I'm just wondering who was going to... I mean, it's not like anybody's going to be out there and watch you make those landings and then go out and measure the damage.
And another assembly member, Bob Lynn, hoped the new service would be successful, but wanted to revisit the ramp use after a year.
I really think we need to take a look at it and to see if the folks that came forward, if their concerns are still valid or if we're still okay, and what we need to do to make adjustment.
Lynn also wondered if the borough should ask the ferry authority to post a bond to cover the cost of repairing the ramp if it's damaged by the landing craft. Miller said the authority would be willing to put aside money for ramp repairs and would be willing to pay the borough for trash collection at the site. Mayor Mark Jensen said he would not oppose the use but was concerned with conflicts with other users.
I'm still concerned a little bit about the proposed time it's going to take to get to the ramp, offload, onload, you know, the new passengers and go away and still leave room for the people that have been using the ramp for years for sports fishing and, you know, running the Wrangell or whatever.
Ultimately, the Assembly voted unanimously to send a letter of support to DNR for the authority to use the boat ramp, and Petersburg may eventually ask for an agreement in writing with the new ferry authority to cover potential damage and responsibilities. The plan is to start up service 4 days a week next April with landings between 12:45 and 2:30 in the afternoon on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.